Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Ye vyartitam api cha no nrigatim prapanna. Gyanam cha tattva vishayam saha dharmam yatra. Naradanam bhagavato vitarantyamushya. Samohita vitataya batamaya yate. Vibhyartitam api cha no nrigatim papanna. Gyanam cha tattva vishayam saha dharmam yatra. Naradanam bhagavato vitarantyamushya. Sammohita vitataya batamaya yate. Ye. Those persons. Abhyartitam. Desired. Api, certainly, cha, and, na, by us. Brahma and the other demigods. Nrigatim, the human form of life. Prapannaha, have attained. Gyanam, knowledge. Cha, and tattva vishayam, subject matter about the absolute truth. Saha dharmam, along with religious principles. Yatra, where? Na, not. Aradhanam, worship. Bhagavataha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vitaranti, perform. Amushya, of the Supreme Lord. Sammohita, being bewildered. Vitataya, all pervading. But alas, Mayaya, by the influence of the illusory energy. Te, they. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma said, my dear demigods, the human form of life is of such importance that we also desire to have such life. For in the human form one can attain perfect religious truth and knowledge. If one in this human form of life does not understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his abode, it is to be understood that he is very much affected by the influence of external nature. Purport. Babaji condemns very vehemently the condition of the human being who does not take interest in the personality of Godhead and his transcendental abode, Vaikuntha. The human form of life is desired even by Brahmaji. Brahma and the other demigods have much better material bodies than human beings. Yet the demigods, including Brahma, nevertheless desire to attain the human form of life because it is specifically meant for the living entity who can attain transcendental knowledge and religious perfection. It is not possible to go back to Godhead in one life, but in the human form one should at least understand the goal of life and begin Krishna consciousness. It is said that the human form is a great boon, because it is the most suitable boat for crossing over the Nescience Ocean. The spiritual master is considered to be the most able captain in that boat, and the information from the scriptures is a favorable wind for floating over the ocean of Nescience. The human being who does not take advantage of all these facilities in this life is committing suicide. Therefore, one who does not begin Krishna consciousness in the human form of life loses his life in the influence of the illusory energy. Brahma regrets the situation of such a human being. We did read this verse, didn't we? Yeah. Well, okay, I'll read the next one. Hare Krishna, check 25. Yacha vajantya namisham rishabhanu vritya. You can chant.
Yeah.
Okay. Dure yama yupari nakspihani ashila partur mitak suyashasak katana nuraga vaiklavya bashbakolaya pulaki kritanga. Persons whose bodily features change in ecstasy and who breathe heavily and perspire, due to hearing the glories of the Lord, are promoted to the kingdom of God. Even though they do not care for meditation and other austerities, the kingdom of God is above the material universes, and it is desired by Brahma and other demigods. Purport. It is clearly stated herein that the kingdom of God is above the material universes. Just as there are many hundreds and thousands of higher planets above this earth, so there are many millions and billions of spiritual planets belonging to the spiritual sky. Brahmaji states herein that the spiritual kingdom is above the kingdom of the demigods. One can enter the kingdom of the Supreme Lord only when one is highly developed in desirable qualities. All good qualities develop in the person of a devotee. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 18th chapter, verse 12, that anyone who is in Krishna consciousness is endowed with all the good qualities of the demigods. In the material world, the qualities of the demigods are highly appreciated. Just as, even in our experience, the qualities of a gentleman are much highly appreciated, more highly appreciated than the qualities of a man in ignorance, or in a lower condition of life. The qualities of the demigods on the higher planets are far superior to the qualities of the inhabitants of the earth. Okay, this long purport, I'll just read this first paragraph. We'll have to continue the verse. There's a relativity here that the Supreme Lord is the absolute pure. All good qualities originate from him, and he's always displaying nothing but good qualities. He may not display all of his qualities always at the same time, and when he expands himself beyond his original Krishna form into other forms of Godhead, he doesn't reveal all of his qualities. Narayan does not show all the qualities of Krishna. And Krishna doesn't show all of his qualities to everybody all the time. He is selective, and he focuses on the interest of particular devotees and what is useful for the circumstance. For living entities to associate with the Lord in his pleasure pastimes, they must also be pure. If you want to associate with the Supreme Pure, you also have to be perfectly pure. Otherwise, there's incompatibility. You can stand before the Lord in your sinful condition and offer some prayers, but you can't participate in his activities, in his pleasure pastimes, unless you're up to unless you're up to his standard of purity. The living entities who are in the spiritual world who are engaged actually in the Lord's service, whether it's just in dasya rasa or in some more intimate rasa, but they are situated in prema. That means that their consciousness is completely pure, even if it's just shanta or dasya rasa. but it's perfect, pure consciousness, love of God. But a person who has love of God, yasyasti bhakti or bhagavatya kinchana, one who has unalloyed devotion for the Supreme Lord, pure devotion, or kinchana, without any material ulterior motives. Sarvair gunaya asate tatras, what is it? Suraha. All the demigods are residing within him with all of their excellent qualities. So a person who is a pure devotee of the Lord automatically has all the qualities of the demigods. This is an understatement. The demigods only have material qualities. Only relative to us are their qualities better. But relative to the Vaikuntha-vasis, the demigods are inferior. That's what Brahma says in this verse. Not upari. The Vaikuntha is better than our... the Vaikuntha-vasis are better than us. They have qualities that we hanker after. But it's sort of a kaimutya nyaya, what to speak of logic. If devotees, pure devotees become in effect Vaikuntha Vasis, so what to speak of the fact that they have all the qualities of the demigods? Of course they do, at least, and more. And it is automatic. There's no need for a separate sadhana for developing particular qualities. People do that. They want to get some particular quality. They want to become smarter, or they want their face to be prettier. So they perform particular sadhanas. They smear their face with cosmetics. They go to a plastic surgeon. Specific sadhanas for gaining specific qualities. Certainly, there are many sadhanas for making money. Specific sadhanas, business sadhanas. But here we learn that all good qualities, including beauty and wealth and whatever else is Krishna's desire that you can have, is achieved just by becoming a pure devotee. All material things are achieved. Not that you get all the qualities, not that every devotee is rich, or every devotee is healthy, or every devotee is beautiful. Krishna grants us each different opulences, especially while we're in our sadhaka bodies. He usually doesn't give too much opulence, because we're not supposed to stay in this material world. It's supposed to, sadhaka body is a temporary, your sadhaka situation, living in the body of a sadhaka, is just an intermediate phase. You're not supposed to become attached to it. Too much opulence, and you won't want to leave your current situation. I'm engaged in Krishna's service. I also have a good job and a nice house. You know, I'll stay here forever. I can be a Vaishnava and also enjoy the material world. Why? Who cares for liberation? So that's the danger when Krishna gives the devotee too much opulence. So very often, he doesn't award a lot of material facilities, even though he gives all qualities, but he withholds the qualities that will weaken the devotee's intention to go back to Krishna, to engage fully in his service, not just part-time or token service. And if a devotee is very sincere and can handle the shock of being deprived of everything he has, Krishna will do that, if necessary. Yashyaham anugranami adusheta danam shanai. If I particularly favor one, I take away everything he has. All his wealth. Yeah, one thing after another. So he can't blame me. It just seems to be circumstance of fate. You know, if it all happened at once, then the devotee would get the idea, this is Krishna doing something to me. But I take it away, it's little by little. He doesn't even notice what's happening. There's minor setbacks, but before he knows it, he's deprived of everything. And then his family rejects him, because he's become useless. His family, friends, and co-workers don't want anything to do with him anymore. Rejected, deprived of everything, he has no choice but to surrender to me more fully. I do that when necessary. Other devotees, they can take the opulence and not be distracted by it and use it for my service. So then I let them have their opulence. I give them more and more. It depends on the devotee. The material opulences are just relative anyway. There can be of use in Krishna's service. They're not the real sources of happiness. So that's not what distinguishes. It's not that a rich devotee is better than a poor devotee. The poor devotee may be a better devotee. Or vice versa. It's not that a poor devotee is necessarily better than a rich devotee. This is, you know, the money, having money or not having it, it's just a material quality. It's not how we judge someone's spiritual quality. Spiritual quality has to be judged by looking inside. Like, who was it? Gadadhar Pandit told... Who did he tell to go to Pundarik Vidyanidhi? To take initiation? Oh, was it Gadadhar Pandit was told?
Yeah, Gadadhar Pandit was told.
To go to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Who told him? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No. Okay, anyway. And he went there. He didn't know the man. And he saw this is a big Vishayi. You know, a big Besewala. Living fancy. He's got grease in his hair. You know, he's sitting on a fancy bed surrounded by hookahs and gold pots and all everything. Sitting on his bed smoking his hookah. So he was set back. He said, this is supposed to be my guru, this materialist. And then someone recited a verse of the Bhavadham, and Pundarik Vidyanidhi automatically went into a trance of ecstasy and broke everything in the room. His bed, his hookah, and all the pots. He just went into a swoon and destroyed everything. And Gadadhar Pandit could see that this was an exceptional devotee that he should not have judged superficially. Just because he's rich doesn't mean he's less of a devotee. Or vice versa. The real qualities are the qualities of Vaikuntha. Those are the ones we should look for in the devotee. Humility, compassion, real knowledge, real devotion, these are transcendental qualities. That's how we should judge devotees, by those qualities. Okay. I'll have to stop for lack of breath. Okay, so any questions or comments? Yes?
In the previous verse we had the word amushya.
Yes, he is. But, you know, it assumes that it's somebody we're already talking about, somebody we know about. It's from Atas.
Yeah. I immediately, when you said his, I immediately was...
Okay.
It's a pronoun.
Yeah, it's the pronoun.
How is it?
Yeah, the dab turns into ma, you know, and then, you know, then the ah turns into u or e, depending, you know, there's the rules there. Okay.
I was thinking, because I also saw, like, Zandra says that it wasn't Bhagavata, I was thinking, how is it?
And then... Amusha modifies Bhagavata. Okay.
And it's Madhvite.
What's
that? They're trying to get out of human form of one to become better. According to our statement, then, you know, I should never thought about this.
Trying to get out of the human form, like, meaning they want to become demigods.
Higher than human form, trying to get the Tarasamya up, climb the hierarchy, whatever, you know.
They've got the idea that that's the only way to get liberation.
Yeah, but our Bhagavatam says exactly the opposite. You have to become Manushya first.
Well, okay, they'll explain it. You have to become Manushya to do sadhana. The materialistic demigods have to come down and become human beings to start their devotional service. You got to, you know, start devotional service from the ground up. But then you become a demigod again, this time as a devotee demigod, rather than a materialistic demigod. Yeah, that's how they'll explain it. They have an explanation for everything. Okay, so I'll stop here. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.